A winter storm knocked out power to millions. Grid operators are saying the Texas electrical system is back to normal, but other risks are growing.
More than 14 million people currently under mandatory boil water advisories. We're talking about the cities of Houston, Austin, San Antonio. Houston's will last through at least Monday, according to the mayor, as frozen pipes and equipment thaw out.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Dallas. Senator Ted Cruz is back in Texas after facing backlash for flying to Cancun as his state faced a crisis.
As I was heading down there, I started to have second thoughts almost immediately.
Speaking to Fox's Hannity, winter storms also leaving more than 300,000 from Virginia to Louisiana without power. And CVS Health announcing an initiative to increase COVID vaccinations in Black and Hispanic communities. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a cold forecast for now, but hang on because a nice warming trend is coming up pretty soon. For today, it's not just the cold, it's that wind that will be a factor, with a high temperature today barely up to about 46. For tonight, clear, cold, the winds come down. Overnight low temperature, mid-20s by dawn tomorrow. Sunshine over the weekend, mid-50s on Saturday, low to mid-60s on Sunday. Start of a nice warming trend, which will continue through much of next week. Maybe a few spotty showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Tuskegee community came together last night to remember a four-year-old killed in a shooting last weekend. Tuskegee police have arrested and charged 18-year-old Joshua Washington with capital murder for Davion Tarver's death. Montgomery police say a man is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after a shooting Thursday. Police say the man was shot in the 5700 block of Troy Highway late Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. And Butler County leaders broke ground on a new sheriff's office Thursday. The new building will be located behind the Butler County EMA office. The building will cost Butler County around $639,000 to build. It's expected to be completed by fall of 2021. Funds for the building were secured through a grant. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
43 degrees outside. The stock market is up 37 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Joey, son, how are you on this TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Day two, round two, over with chemotherapy. Just hydration on Sunday and on Monday, and get to take my Alaska patch off on Saturday. I'm excited. This has been a good one.
Good. And I see you're wearing your U.S. ski team, man.
I know, the one that Danny Loeb gave us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It. I thought I'd go kind of gray and gray. You know,
no, it looks good.
You know, I'm trying to find my USS Ronald Reagan so I can do it with blue and blue. And I got my brown and brown, so I'm digging it here.
And I saw that Danny officially made the team this week. Announced it.
Let me tell you, and it all started here. I'm going to tell you what, I am so looking forward. I've never said, boy, I'm excited about the Winter Games.
Right.
I'm excited about the Winter Games just so I can watch her. And whenever she's going to be on, the DVR will be rolling. Because I want to see that young lady do her stuff. Yeah, that's really great. Montgomery, Alabama, the ski capital of the South. She's water, baby. But and she's made the team, and so she's going to be participating. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in Beijing. If people are talking about boycotting, I remember in 1980 when Jimmy Carter boycotted the Russian Olympics, and wheat prices and corn prices tumbled. I mean, like cut in half. Because they had something, there were all these bushels going to Russia that they weren't doing anymore. And so it just collapsed the farm market.
Right.
Just collapsed it. And so the Reagan operation, you know, I was first at bat. And so, but you had Bob Dole from Kansas running, and you had that kind of midsection group. So we really plowed around that area for a couple of weeks right after that happened and talked to the farmers. And, let's just say they were pistola. Right. I mean, they had put in a ton of money and bought additional land and all this kind of stuff, and it was pretty bad, which was then the beginning of the farming crisis of the 1980s that happened. Okay, 272-9228. Today is the drawing for the Three Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. Talk to my good friend Joe. And he and his bride are going to be heading down to Sweet Creek tomorrow to go get some ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you got to go get doing it right with ribs. I've got my hydration at 8 on Well, he didn't do breakfast on Sunday. I might have to fit in a breakfast. There's something about those farm fresh eggs just kind of do it for me, you know, kind of make me happy. A lot going on, man. We got a lot of little different angles here. To cover today, we're going to have legislative roundtable with Charlotte, Representative Charlotte Meadows calling in. I think she's down in Mobile. And then Clyde Chambliss in studio with us at 2 o'clock from the Senate side of the House. And we're going to be talking about different pieces of legislation. This gambling bill is getting more and more interesting. It seems some of the ads that you've heard here on WACV are becoming very effective with the audience, and they don't want to go to a handful of pre-chosen people and benefit one side greater than the other versus opening it up to other groups. And then you have actual gaming halls down in Dothan and Whitehall and Lowndes County that feel that they got shirked in this whole thing.
Right.
And but I don't care if you're Victory Land or you're Whitehall. Oh, I think that it doesn't need to go to people who are just existing out there in bingo, because if bingo is not gambling, then what the heck do you need a gambling facility for? But, I mean, I think doing a lottery, doing a drawing, do it where you, to get an entry into the thing, you put in $50K, and then you get people like Hard Rock, and you get some of the big boys playing in there, to really put some big money into something. I think new construction would be great to happen in Alabama. We're right here in the center where you have a lot of gaming. You got Wetumpka, you have Montgomery County, right before you get to the river, and then you have Victory Land, and that's a lot of gambling in a very confined area. But you know, imagine that somebody actually went to downtown Montgomery and built a Beauregard style place, or, you know, did something clever and creative with one of the golf courses, or, you know, some other smart thing in this area. I know the Indians and the McGregor family wouldn't like it very much. I understand McGregor's son-in-law is running his operation now.
Heard the same thing, yeah.
I was wondering what happened, because I knew, you know, Pat had knowledge of things that were going on, but not the depth that Milton had. And I think it got passed over to his son-in-law, who's supposed to be a pretty smart guy. But one of the things that was the... oh, by the way, Daniel Morris dropped in yesterday. He's in town, so I got a message, and, hey, Dad, can I come and see you? Hell yeah. Nice. So, you know, at his age and at your age,
yeah.
But you don't do this anymore, at his age and his walk of life, he didn't go out
right,
until
right.
like 10:45 or 11 o'clock. For a guy doing chemo, that's about 1 hour past my bedtime.
Sure.
So, but we yucked it up for, had a couple of beers and just caught up with some things, and we're going to get together while he's in town for a steak or two, and maybe hamburger night at Vintage Year. But it was great seeing him. Great seeing him. There's a young lady that was going to say, he said, "Where are you coming here?" I said, "Dad, I came to see you. And then I've got a date tonight." I said, "Well, so in other words, you had a date tonight and you came to see me before the date tonight." And he said, "Yeah, okay, I'll go with that." But it was great seeing him. He's doing well. He's taking an arbitration course. You know how the new thing is to do arbitration, and how you do arbitration, how you become the attorney for arbitration, and how it all works. And he said it's the hardest course he's taken so far. Much, I mean, constitutional law was his favorite, hair everywhere. But he said it's taken up a lot of time. He's got 4-hour course of it, 3 days a week, and one of the classes on Saturday, so he's going to be doing that via Zoom this Saturday. One of the things that is most telling that's happened here is this Andrew Cuomo stuff is starting to get legs. NBC ran a piece on it. Now, keep in mind that, and you probably already know this, but let me just kind of give it to you from a media standpoint. The very beginning of the NBC Nightly News is the most listened to. The opener and the first story, you have the highest audience. And then it starts dropping off from there. By the time you get to the end of the show, you're basically at anywhere from a half to a third of where you started. It depends on what your stories are. The Ted Cruz story is in slot number 2. The Andrew Cuomo's slot is second from the last. So that means the fewest people saw it compared to Ted Cruz, which they just roasted Ted. Ted, by the way, when you have an ice storm in your state, don't go to Mexico. That is the Marion Barry way of handling it. We had a snowstorm hit, and he had gone to Bermuda. And they raked him over the coals, but that didn't stop his crack addiction at all. But, I mean, it was bad. I mean, we had one of the worst snowstorms in D.C. history. And for a whole bunch of people who live in Washington, D.C., who are not from D.C., we don't know how to drive in snow. So what we do is just throw the hat in and say, we're staying at home. Now, I had to drive to Andrews. Thank goodness Carpet came and picked me up. But it was a treacherous ride, and they called me and said, what would normally take us 20 minutes, we need to allow an hour for. We used every bit of that hour to make it Andrew. And so I pull up to get in our airplane, and they're putting the antifreeze stuff on us. I'm like, this isn't good. This is not good. Let me go to a break. We're going to start out Ted Cruz in the first part of NBC Nightly News, but Andrew Cuomo made it also. We're going to be back.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. As I always say, the TGIF edition. Looking forward to this weekend. The weather's going to be nice. Benji's going to be a happy camper. My boy was excited to get to Doggy Daycare today. He gets there and he sees his buds out in the yard. He's like, let me at him, Dad. Let me at him. So the sweet lady that takes care of Benji came out and got him and set him out in the doggy park there and let him roam with the others. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. John Williams and the whole gang up on the mountain in Wetumpka can help you like they helped me and have helped so many others that listen to the show. Take advantage of a VA, FHA, conventional home equity loan, looking at buying a new home and you want to be pre-approved so you can walk in with a letter and they know you're serious and they know you can afford it, it's going to change your ability to bargain for a house. Give them a call, 567-9000. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain, particularly moolah. If you are a VA loan and you're in the 3%, in the middle part of that or higher, you definitely need to call them at 567-9000. Again, so many people tell me, I don't know what my interest rate is. Well, figure it out. Find out. Call the bank. Call your lender. See if you can find the paperwork from it. And see, it says it right there on your closing statement of what it is. If you get a monthly report, which I hope you do, because I pay a little bit extra and I want to make sure they're shrinking the balance appropriately, and I get the amount of interest paid and amount paid on principal. And then I'm looking at it every single month and watching that amount go down, down, down. And you need to do that too. Find out what your interest rate is. Call them at 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. By the way, it was great having John Williams in yesterday. Okay, so let's start out with Ted Cruz in medical.
As millions suffered through the cold and loss of power, Texas Senator Ted Cruz flew to Cancun, Mexico, prompting a firestorm of criticism tonight. Gabe Gutierrez is in Houston, where the senator just landed.
Tonight, Senator Ted Cruz is back in Houston after his controversial trip, offering this explanation before he boarded his flight from Cancun.
We had no heat and no power, and yesterday my daughters asked if they could take a trip with some friends, and Heidi and I agreed, so I flew down with them last night, dropped them off here, and now I'm headed back to Texas.
But for many Texans, it was a bad look. Spotted heading to a tourist hotspot that topped 80 degrees while his home state grappled with sub-freezing temperatures and an escalating crisis. Senator Cruz boarded the flight to Mexico yesterday. The pictures quickly went viral. Democrats are now calling on him to resign.
This is just beyond anything that you would expect, regardless of party, during a crisis like this.
It all comes after Cruz had previously criticized Austin's Democratic mayor for flying to Cabo on a private jet while telling his constituents to stay home because of COVID.
Stay home.
Earlier this week, Cruz had this warning for Texas.
If you can stay home, don't go out on the roads. Don't risk the ice.
Making the optics worse, a source familiar with Cruz's travel arrangements tells NBC News the senator was originally scheduled to return on Saturday, but rebooked his flight early this morning as the controversy erupted.
What's happening in Texas is unacceptable, and a lot of Texans are hurting.
Among them, several we met today who still had no water and were standing in line for propane.
What would you tell Senator Cruz if you could?
To get his butt back over here and help us out.
Ted Cruz has never cared about us, I feel like, so I think it's time for a change.
Late today, Senator Cruz did not answer questions from reporters here at the airport. He went out another exit. Lester?
Okay, so that is the second story that was the lead in, on NBC Nightly News. The Cuomo was second from the last on here. Much less of an audience, but the Cruz got a minute and 58 seconds. Cuomo gets a minute and 28 seconds. So not even parity with that, but positioning is everything in network news. This is at the very end, but I'm encouraged by the fact that at least NBC is playing the story. Listen in.
There is growing fallout for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tonight over revelations that his office delayed the release of data on COVID deaths among nursing home residents. Ann Thompson has the latest.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tonight under fire and investigation.
The emperor has no clothes in the state of New York.
The FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn now looking into how his administration handled nursing home deaths after a top Cuomo aide said it delayed releasing the data, fearing it would be used against us by the Trump administration.
My administration created the void. And that I feel bad about.
Last month, the state attorney general revealed the administration underreported those deaths by some 50%. And families blame the administration for sending more than 9,000 COVID patients from hospitals to nursing homes in the early days of the pandemic.
He needs to be held responsible.
Today, Team Cuomo denying the governor made a bullying phone call to Democratic lawmaker Ron Kim, urging him to lie about the numbers.
These are the direct phone calls from him.
And he threatened you.
He threatened me, and that's how I felt that this was it. Like, if I don't comply, like, I have no future.
Now lawmakers from both sides of the aisle want Cuomo's emergency pandemic powers repealed, action that could come next week.
Okay. Pretty good report. Position was not very good. The way to find out whether he said that or not is put him under oath. Because the guy has two other people that heard the conversation because it was so loud and he had it on speaker. And either he did or he didn't. But put him under oath. And if he says, I didn't do it, and you have two eyewitnesses that say, or two witnesses say that he did, then Cuomo's got some problems unless he's got somebody in the room to say he didn't.
Well, and whether or not Cuomo and his team did anything illegal, we'll see.
Cover-ups are always the worst part.
But I would say across the board, especially a lot of these governors like Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer, the incentive structure for these governors has to be changed. Because if you have any sort of anything like the pandemic we had last year and we're continuing through, and their first goal is, I'll do everything I can and destroy people's livelihoods and businesses, all this stuff, that is not... Locking somebody in their home should not be the beginning of a conversation, and they should not be incentivized to do that ever again.
Yeah, they need to have the... these legislators need to have control power limited by days. In other words, you can do that, but you can do it for 30 days. Then, after that, you have to have the approval of the House and Senate. The thing, and I said this months ago, that these governors and mayors and different yahoos out there, they are scared... And the whole thing is, crack down on everybody, crack down on everything, then you can't blame me for any deaths. But if I open it up and somebody dies, you can blame me for it. That's what it really gets down to. New Jersey, New York, Washington State, California, Oregon, that's the way, Illinois, that is the way all of them thought. Michigan, is just Minnesota, the way they thought. And they have no clue the lives that they're ruining, particularly kids in school. And the Yahoo that was on yesterday, the 5, talking about, well, New York's got all the schools open. Kids are going there 5 days a week. First of all, it's K through 5. Second of all, it has started last week. And it's that crazy Democrat guy who just will sit there and say crap that is totally false, just to say that something's different than what the Republicans said it was. Ellis, let me go to a break. Coming back to you after this.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a cold forecast for now, but hang on because a nice warming trend is coming up pretty soon. For today, it's not just the cold, it's that wind that will be a factor with a high temperature today barely up to about 46. For tonight, clear, cold, the winds come down. Overnight low temperature mid-20s by dawn tomorrow. Sunshine over the weekend, mid-50s on Saturday, low to mid-60s on Sunday. Start of a nice warming trend, which will continue through much of next week, maybe a few spotty showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, guys, it's cold weather. One day is going to be gone. I think it could be a little sooner than we think. I noticed the flowers kind of sneaking out. I had some daffodils that were showing up here. My camellia bush outside of my bathroom is blooming. I'm not sure what it was doing when it was 19 degrees. Probably going, it's cold out there. But with the spring coming, think into school, think Easter, think big events like proms and balls and things like that that they do towards the end of the year. Hopefully, they are not going to do what they did last year, and that means nothing. So, make this year great by going to Dillon Rings and buying that special person a little piece of jewelry that says, honey, we care about you. We love you. We want you to remember this time. Even though the COVID-19 was here, we want you to remember this because it is an accomplishment for you, particularly Easter. I think we did Easter last year, and I had Andrew in, and we were talking about a COVID Easter and the kind of the darkness that happens and finding the light in Easter. I hope this Easter is going to be a spectacular Easter, that we will rejoice in Easter, and getting something from Dillon Rings is certainly a part of that. Letting somebody know in a very thoughtful, inexpensive, very reasonable way that you care. 119 Brown Springs Road, Leslie and Josh. You need to go by and see them. 334-215-3669. Do me a favor. Tell them you're Dan Morris Show listener. Let's go to the phones to Ellis. He's been patient. Ellis, how are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you, Dan?
I'm really good after day two of a round of chemo. And here I am.
Yeah, you sound real good, man.
Well, thank
you. I'm glad everything's working out.
So far, so good. And let me tell you why. Prayer is it.
Yeah.
Prayer is it. Everybody keep praying. Don't let go. Don't let go of the rope. I'll drop like a rock.
You're still in my prayers, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you.
I made that, honestly. Well, you know, I got those two stories of Cruz and Cuomo. I guess Cuomo made that guy an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah, right.
And he was threatening Amy anyway. But I happened to catch Greg Kelly on a story that this John Sullivan cat kind of looks like Charles Manson in his mugshot. The one that was there at the the Capitol during the time Ashley Babbitt was shot, he's in the background. They paid this cat for his videos. He's a BLM activist.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't.
The one that he looks, I swear, he's freaky looking in his mugshot.
Yeah, I thought you were confusing Jake Sullivan, but now I know who you're talking about.
No. This.
The BLM.
BLM. Yeah. CNN and NBC paid this cat $35,000 for each of his videos, and I don't know how many he had. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I caught that he was paid. I didn't know it was $35,000, and I didn't know it was more than one video.
Yeah, Greg Kelly on Newsmax was talking about it last night, and I think Sean Hannity did. But anyway, that's really ridiculous, you know? I mean, but I'm sure he had to fork that out to his lawyers because he was arrested, and I guess he's still arrested, right?
Yeah, he's considered an accessory.
Well, it'd be one thing if he was just there reporting and documenting, but he was very much...
He was there for that purpose. Yeah. Single purpose.
Well, he's the one on news they showed with the blue T-shirt standing on the back of a truck or something in Washington, you know, back in August, I believe.
Right.
Talking about going after Donald Trump. Let's get that MF-er.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say that, but you two say yes.
Yeah. Greg Kelly showed that part clip, too. Of course, he...
Well, I'm sorry, I missed that. What did you say on Newsmax?
Newsmax. Yeah, I watched Greg Kelly's show on Newsmax, Stitchfield and Company's pretty good. Or Stitchfield and then Spicer and Company. They're all good.
Well, Newsmax has taken off. There is no doubt about it. Their app, I was looking at, their app is one of the most downloaded apps around.
Yeah. They're doing real well, man. And, of course, Greg Kelly is good friends with Donald Trump. So, you know.
That can help.
But and he interviewed him a couple of nights ago. Talk to him. That was an interesting interview. But, yeah, I just thought I'd mention that.
During my spare time this weekend, I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Y'all have a good afternoon, and God bless you. God bless America.
LSU, have a wonderful afternoon. But better than that, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Gene, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dan.
How are you?
Mean as ever.
Mean as ever?
Mean as ever.
Don't be mean to me.
I don't deserve it.
Not you, darling. Good, because I don't deserve it. I'm a nice
jackass
guy.
Jackass and husband, that guy.
Uh-oh.
Look, I want to tell you something odd. He went to our doctor up here. We've lived here for 11 years for some blood work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And on the application... What, they hadn't already got it. Ask on the application, does he have a gun?
They ask on the application?
On the application, do you own a gun?
So this is your pre-doctor meeting where it's not an application, it's kind of a thing you fill out of do you have, you know, bone aches and that kind of stuff, and then one of the questions is, do you have a gun?
Yeah.
And how'd you answer that?
He said, yeah. And I told him, I said, you should have never said that.
Did he say anything to him?
No, uh-uh. Mm-mm. But, I mean, if federal people come in and start taking these applications and looking to see who owns the gun.
Yeah, under HIPAA, they're not supposed to be able to do that, but...
Hmm. Yeah.
But... That's surprising. So we didn't. You said yes, and then, or he said yes, and they didn't ask him anything about it.
No, Mm-mm.
Man.
Just that one thing.
If my doctor asked that, I would say none of your damn business.
Yeah, that's what I would have put. I want to get in on Sweet Creek. I hadn't been to Sweet Creek. I need it bad.
Gene, how badly do you need Sweet Creek?
Bad. That Cuban.
Okay, well, how about this? If you win Sweet Creek, would that make you not mean anymore?
Oh, yeah.
That'd make you a good girl, huh?
It sure would.
Joey, put her name in 50 times. One time for Gene. Give me month and day of birth, my dear.
126-45.
I didn't ask for year. I'm smarter than that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Gene, I've got your name in. When do we do the drawing?
And I pray for you every night, Mr. Dan.
Thank you, Gene. I'm telling you, it's working. Y'all keep it up. Protection. Lost my hair, but I don't want to lose anything else.
That's the truth.
I did lose a tooth last night.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, sad, 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 sad.
Oh, no.
Just came out of
Did
my
you put head. It under your pillow?
Did not. Mm. I was quiet. That is so disappointing. Mm. A tooth just falling out of your head?
Yeah.
I mean, and I've had great teeth all my life. I mean, when I was a little kid, before they had the fun stuff, and they could, Dr. Collins would drill on me. Ooh. Oh, man. Gene, I got your name in, my dear. Good luck. Thanks for the prayers.
All right, be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. Don't be mean. Clint, here's a guy who can't be mean. Clint, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
What Good day, sir. Hey, I support Miss Jean. Get mean, kiddo. Mean, get on with it. You know, that's what she thinks. So, happy to hear you doing well with your chemo.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, sure do. And, hey, I don't have any teeth, so I hope you still got some teeth.
I still have some teeth, and hopefully when we end this whole thing, I'll be able to get the surgery where they can add teeth. That's when that's the only reason I would do the surgery, but they can add teeth back.
Well, sir, your teeth are gone. You're going to miss that more than anything.
I know. Let me tell you what. As you can tell by listening to me on the radio, I am an eater. And when you don't have teeth, it's not kind of hard to eat, you know?
Yes, sir.
I'm struggling with what I've got.
I can chew a steak with the best of them.
There you go.
With no teeth. So, hey, on the gambling bill.
Yep.
Does it support poker?
Well, you'll be able to do full classy gaming, which will be craps, you know, blackjack, you know, Texas Hold'em, if they decide to go that route, it'll be the whole thing. Roulette, the whole thing.
I don't like slot machines. I like to sit down. I like the whole card and bet money, put it like that.
There you go. I'm a blackjack player myself.
Yeah,
I have no patience for slot machines.
No, sir. But, hey, let me throw a trivia into you.
Sure.
You mentioned the roulette wheel.
Mm-hmm.
If you add up all the numbers on that wheel, it totals up 666.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Strange, isn't it?
The devil!
All right, guys.
That
foosball
is the devil.
Sir?
Never mind, I was quoting Waterboy. Clint, thanks for the telephone call. Yeah, is that true? Yep. Wheels add up to 666. Thanks. Clint, I want you to have a great day. Jeff, I want you to hold, please. I'm going to take a very short break, and guess who I'm coming back to? You got it. You. Right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to head back to the phones here. Love the telephone calls, by the way. Don't forget, we have Legislative Roundtable, 2 to 3 o'clock. Clyde Chambliss, Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows will be calling in. Clyde Chambliss will be in studio. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, you sound good today.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you're hopefully feeling better.
Yeah, I tell you what, I feel actually pretty good. And what happens is you feel good because they give you steroids on your chemo day. And so tomorrow will be kind of a important day. And then Sunday, another one. But I get hydration on Sunday and Monday. So I've learned that if I can make it through clear through Monday, then I'm usually pretty good for the rest of the week.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear that. Put me in for Sweet Creek.
Give me month and day.
5-1. Because I've already won Mortgage Corporation.
You have?
So I can't enter it.
How was
it? I can't enter it for a while.
Oh, man.
It was good. I bought me some bacon and
oh, that's why. That's why you tell me that.
Yeah.
That and, good bacon.
I saw an interesting video the other day, if you can still pull it up. A man was walking his puppy, one of the little St. Charles. It was like a...
Wait. He was walking his little...
He's walking his puppy.
Puppy.
And he lives, I think, in Florida. And an alligator come out and grabbed the puppy. The man You see that?
He jumped in there and was picked up that gator and, like, getting the dogs out of his jaws. I would have asked myself, where's mom? Because all of a sudden you see these two eyes pop up behind him.
Yeah.
But then
I saw a cute one yesterday, a rabbit rescuing a kitten.
I haven't seen that.
You need to look it up. It's cute as it can be. The rabbit is very smart. He digs out around where the cat has gotten under something, can't get out. He digs it out, and then he moves the dirt out of the way and digs some more until the kitten comes out. And then he goes on and just lays down.
Really?
But it was cute. It's called a heroic rabbit digs out kitten.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was cute.
I like that. Yeah, that.
I am very glad.
Go ahead.
I'm very glad you're feeling better.
Well, listen, I'm feeling good concerning the circumstances. Now, compared to 13 years ago, there's no comparison. I have, thank God, praise the Lord, I have not gotten sick so far. And I feel really good. And if I can make it through Monday to Tuesday, and then the next weekend is kind of an important one because I seem to tire out after that one. So I'm going to change what I do where I don't tire myself out so badly. But, I am blessed, and it's thanks for the prayers.
Okay, well, I will keep praying for you.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, when we had our place down in Florida, you'd pull into the house at night, and my grandfather would turn off the lights and then pull in and turn on the lights, and you'd see these eyes coming out of the water, and there'd be alligators back in the slough that... You had the Intercoastal Canal, and then there's a slough, and you were fine to go swimming up at the dock, but he'd never go down towards the mouth of the slough. Never do that. But there was a rental house next door to us, and you'd hear this, Prince, come on, Prince. And they would lose their dog, and the reason they'd lose their dog is the dog would go over to the slough, and that would be it for the dog. And we would tell him, don't let your dog out. Do not let your dog out. Let's go to Hank. Hank the Bank. Hank, how are you?
Doing good, Dan. How about you?
Doing good.
That's what I like to hear.
What's up?
You were talking about all the gambling stuff that's going on right now.
Yep.
And back in... I think it was 1976. I think I was 21. And I was working for the Army Corps of Engineers. And they sent me to Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
Stayed down there for 6 months.
Man.
We were working out at Roosevelt Road. But one weekend, my driller and another guy and I, we went to a casino down there. And my driller, he grabbed me by the arm. And he said, close your eyes and open your ears. And I said, what? He said, close your eyes and open your ears. So I closed my eyes. He said, where do you hear people having a good time? I sat there and I listened for a moment, and I pointed. I opened my eyes, and he said, you're right. He said, that's the crap stable.
There you go.
Damn. We went back and got on the crap table. Had $20, and you could get dollar chips. And I bought $20 chips, and I got on a roll. They started giving me $20 chips back in change. And like an idiot, I should have walked off. But I not only lost all of that.
Plus a little bit, huh?
I borrowed $20 from a friend of mine, and I lost that.
You got to know when to walk away. Let me tell you, I'm a blackjack player. I played some craps. Craps is a hard game, and you have to have a strategy with it. But
it's a fun game.
Oh yeah, it really is. And when the dice are hot, they're hot, and so you need to play the hot dice. But same thing with blackjack. If the deck starts cooling off, or somebody, an idiot sits down, particularly in the number one position, and screws up the deck, I just get up and walk off. I do not play with people that are not playing the game correctly.
There was a beautiful woman. She got the dice, and my friend said, take your money off the table. I said, why? He said, woman on a crap table, bad luck.
And I went, I thought you were going to say she's a fool.
Oh, I don't believe that. But doggone it, I lost $60 in three rolls, man.
Yeah, there you go. She may have been a cooler. That's what they'll do, is they send in the cooler to cool off the dice.
My dad always told me, there's nothing in the world. There's nothing wrong with gambling. He said, but look at it as a night of entertainment. Like if you've got $100 you want to spend on a nice meal of a date, take that $100 and go spend it, have a good time. He said, if you gamble, do the same thing. He said, but when you lose it, and he said, you probably are going to lose it. That's the way it's set up. He said, just have a good time and leave.
Let me tell you what, Las Vegas was built on that attitude. It really is. I mean, as somebody who loves to play blackjack and loves to play the odds, because it's a mental game. It's not, if you know what you're doing, you can pull the odds over towards you. But you know, progressive betting and betting the right cards, knowing when to hit on things that
don't. Well, especially if you're a card counter. I mean, yeah, if you got enough brain.
Card counting on five decks is kind of hard. But you can do the what's called over and under. But the attitude of walking in, this is how much I'm going to lose, you're going to lose exactly that amount of money.
Yeah.
Hank, I got to go, baby. Top of the hour break. You have a great one. Going to be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.